So the reason that I moved to Columbia is I wanted to have a place to get ahead so that I could buy a house and have a place for my dad, because I suspected that his retirement was not going to end well. So I stayed with my friend, Sarah, and then ultimately a room opened up at her house and I rented a room for her, and I saved up my money. And this is probably, I think, a couple of years, I got ready to be able to buy a house, which was really great because dad had retired and he made it for a year because he paid a year's worth of rent out of his, when he cashed in his retirement. And he bought a new truck of 2005, Ford F-215, and he then promptly lost the rest of the lifetime of savings in an epic 3-week gambling binge. So he was fine for a year because he had free rent. You know, he'd be broke and he'd be, living on comp meals at the casinos and ramen noodles by the end of the month. But he was making it. But when his rent ran out, he decided that he was going to live in the Ford F-215 pickup truck, because my brother John and I had normalized this living out of a vehicle or out of a backpack in the great Wild West. And he knew that that was an acceptable lifestyle. But his problem was he had this gambling problem. So 3 weeks later, he's in his truck and he's flat broke. So I was eager to find a house and wanted to buy one. And I couldn't find one in any of my preferred neighborhoods, which would have been in the first ward of Columbia, which is kind of my native cultural homeland, at least in the place where I could afford to buy a home. So I ended up looking on the north side, and I found a great house. And by that point, my dad is living in his truck in my friend Sarah's driveway. And so I couldn't be too choosy. And I got this great house on Leslie Lane with a nice big backyard, big enough for horseshoes. And the Leslie Lane Family Living Center began. Dad and I moved in and settled in, and we were pretty good roommates. And it was right next to Phoenix Programs. And when my grant ended and I moved into the main building, they built a brand new building, and I had bought my house a block from work. And so I would walk to work and I could come home, and Dad had a little dog, and we added other little dogs over time. And we had a pretty good life together, and moved my friend Harry Train down because I thought he would be a great substance abuse counselor. And he turned out that he was, and he stayed with me until he got a job in the field. And then he got his own apartment. My friend Kevin Webb came in and did a tour of duty on Leslie Lane. Oh, that was after my dad died. So, you know, Dad had COPD because he was a big-time smoker, and that caught up with him. And he passed away. And I, you know, had this period of grief and reflection about kind of what it all means. And I remember my family came from all over the country. Everyone made it home but John, because he had spent a lot of time with my dad and made a decision that he was going to spend his time with him while he was living. And he'd been out and stayed for a couple weeks or a month, not that long before he passed. And so when Dad went into, you know, took him to the emergency room for a breathing treatment, I thought, and they ended up putting him on a ventilator. And that became the last, you know, 4 or 5 days of his life. My family members came from all over the country, and then he passed away. And which is kind of there's some interesting stories there. I don't think I'm going to go there, though. We'll save that for another round of storytelling. So my family came down, and he passed away, late morning, early afternoon, and people started to leave. And Betty and Bill, my sister and her husband, we had dinner, and they were going to leave after dinner. And we ate at the Country Kitchen, which was a couple blocks from my house. And I walked home, and I realized that, you know, when I got home, Fido, the little dog that my dad and I shared, and I said, "This is all there is now, Fido." And Fido and I really bonded. He was my dad's dog, you know. He was raised like I was, and he's kind of a little aloof. And he had been more like a brother, but he became my life partner as me and Fido lived in the family living center. But we ended up not being alone long because my friend Kevin came to stay. He had his marriage had gone afoul in the state of California, and he returned to his beloved Columbia and needed a place to stay. And so enjoyed living with Kevin, And then John, you know, for my dad's funeral, John, we delayed it for 2 weeks because John was wrapping up his business in California and was going to look for property in Kentucky and kind of start a new life. And so 2 weeks after my dad died, we had the funeral in Michigan. And John, driving there through the state of Iowa, got stopped and searched, and he was found with 2.5 pounds of marijuana because John had been living in California and had grown and just had the weed that he had, and he just packed up the weed that he had when he was going to move, and he knew he wasn't going to have access to free to low cost high grade marijuana in the Midwest and South, and so ran afoul of the law, and so he had court stuff in Iowa, and so he came to stay with me, and that was tough on him, you know, because he had had some felonies when he was a young man, but he had been kind of working in the medical marijuana evaluation field and had built this whole industry. And he was kind of an office guy and an activist and living a real righteous life in California. And then suddenly he's a felon and he's back on thinking about if he's going to go to prison and then at least having a recent felony conviction and being on probation or parole. So he stayed with me about 6 months till his court wrapped up, and he got to serve his probation in California, and he moved back out there. And so then I was on my own again, and Dad had died, and I had paid the DirecTV baseball package, and Dad said, oh, let's not get it for this year, you know? And I'm like, oh, no, we loved watching baseball last year. It was great because we followed my dad loved the Detroit Tigers, and I was a Tigers fan too. To follow your out-of-market team is a costly thing. So so I, over his objections, I signed up for the baseball package, and then he died about three games into baseball season in early April. And so I watched a lot of baseball that year, and it was really the last year that the Detroit Tigers did well. And in then September, they knocked the New York Yankees out of the player and went on to the American League playoffs, where they lost. But watching them beat the Yankees was this massive wave of grief. You know, Dad had been dead for 5 months, but for me, that was like the most, because I realized that he would have loved to have seen that, and he didn't get to see it, really because of two or three cartons of cigarettes, you know, because as he lost his lung capacity and he would get some new inhaler and steroids that gave him more lung capacity, he would just spend it on smoking because he had had to cut back because his lung capacity was so poor. And I just don't think he realized, because people have been saying, oh, smoking's going to kill you your whole life, that when you get down to like 5 or 10% of your lung capacity, you know, you really, those cigarettes really matter.